Prism Power Makeup Job. Created by Opal Song. So I'm doing Magical Girl AUs this year, and Leverage. Leverage. So, I mean, really, we have three choices here for Magical Girls, and I think the most hilarious would be having all three of our OT3 trio, Parker Hardison and Elliot, could be Magical Girls. In fact, all of them kind of are, but it really, you could easily have any of the three of them be, and I think it would be the most hilarious to have each, like, to have all of them be Magical Girls, but not realize it, because they're not, like, part of a team. So they keep disappearing at, like, random times, each of them, because they have to, like, go save a jewelry store, or, like, go defeat a giant monster, or whatever. And, of course, there's eventually the, I think they keep teaming up because they keep being in the same places, even when they're, like, way overseas on things. Not all the time, because I think they probably have different focuses. But, like, I like to think that maybe Parker's powers are, like, down a family line. Maybe they skipped a generation or something. But because of her upbringing, she really never had anybody to explain them to her. And Archie definitely knows and maybe trained her a little bit, I think. But I don't think that she has, like, a specific mentor figure. She just kind of figured it out on her own. But she really does believe in doing good things when she's a magical girl. Elliot, I think, is, like, a very traditional, maybe he's, like, a reincarnated princess or something, because that would be hilarious. He's the very traditional, like, he's wanted to do good things all the time as a magical girl. He understands his tradition. He had a mentor growing up, and then he joined the army, both because in his real life, like, in his non-magical girl life, he did need to do something, and he already knew that he was good at fighting things. And because when you're a bright-eyed 18-year-old and you are told that your country's military is doing great things, you are more inclined to believe them than when you are a jaded question mark age of his current self. Anyway, so he joins and tries to do the magical girl thing, you know, through basic training and whatever, and it lapses a lot, and then stuff happens, and then more stuff happens, and then my feeling is that he's mostly a lapsed magical girl when Leverage Cannon starts. Like, he hasn't actually transformed in quite a while because he feels too sort of, like, dirty and can't find that side of him anymore. And then Cannon happens, and he starts to get back into it. And it's this big thing when his magical girl form returns because he's ultra badass. And I think Hardison's is something that's either given to him or that he finds. And it's an object that then imparts power to him. Yeah. And he is the one out of all of them that is the most into, like, pure magical girl. Like, I know what I'm doing. I want to help people. That sort of thing. The sort of the most pure good magical girl all the time. He doesn't lapse. He just continues to do it all the time. Help out the little people with his magical girl powers. And then they team up a bunch, and then there's the dramatic reveal when, I don't know, they're all stuck in a sticky situation together and they need to get out, and then they transform, and, like, one and then two and then three of them, they all transform, and then they've, you know, beat up the baddie, and then, you know, things are way easier from there because they no longer have to sneak out to do patrols and stuff. Yeah. The end. Have an awesome day, Silver and Blue.